Eyewitness: French protesters seized streets against President Macron Thierry Adams over the last weeks. France has witnessed widespread protest against neoliberal President Emmanuel Macron and his government. Close to 500,000 people blockaded roads and roundabouts on Saturday, the 17th of November. The protesters wear Gillette's Jaunes yellow high-visibility vests, a legal requirement for motorists to have in their cars in France. They were initially protesting against increased taxes on diesel. But protests organized via social media quickly developed into a general mobilization against Macron and his pro-big business agenda. When returning from Toulouse in southwest France on Sunday, the 18th of November, we encountered two blockades. The first, close to the airport, immobilized the toll booths, with protesters waving traffic through without payment. Reports of other blockades across France were posted on Facebook. The second was on a huge roundabout outside Albi, a town near Toulouse. Here, as we approached, we could see protesters had closed down traffic lanes. On the roundabout itself, traffic flow was controlled by protesters in high-vis jackets, police intervention clearly ruled out. These demonstrations show the volatility of the political situation in France. Spontaneous popular movements such as this are erupting alongside more planned actions such as the teachers' strike, which took place on Monday the 12th of November. Saturday the 24th of November saw the protests move into the main town centers, assembling around the prefectures, the government administration buildings. All across France, vehicles formed slow-moving processions and roads continued to be controlled by protesters. In Albi, a noisy but peaceful procession of heavy vehicles, motorbikes and about 300 protesters was met by riot police. Protesters refused to disperse, and moved a police vehicle out of their way, to allow a digger to lead the procession past the prefecture. The police used tear gas, but the protesters remained, until a delegation was invited to meet local officials. Another big day of action has been called for Saturday the 1st of December, this time by trade unions as well as the Gillette's Jaunes. Gauche Révolutionnaire, the Socialist Party's sister party in France, calls for the movement to urgently build for a day of general strike and blockades. This needs to involve both the public and private sectors for maximum strength, to stop tax increases and further attacks on living standards by Macron's government for the millionaires.